With the pension debate back to square one following an unsuccessful attempt to resurrect reforms in December, education leaders say they will keep a close watch on the legislature during this year's shorter 30-day session. Denise Finley is a substitute teacher who says last year's controversial GOP-backed reforms turned her into an activist.
We tried to tell them that what they're doing last year would cause a teacher shortage, and right now there's not enough substitutes already.
14 teachers won election in November. Those numbers fell far short of a wave, however, with 37 losing their races. But every vote counts in the Kentucky House, where last year's pension reforms passed by a slim margin, just 49-46. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.